It's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Lift our hands to the Almighty God and begin to bless His holy name. Let's worship Him. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's give Him adoration. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. He has been very, very good to us. He has made this a very awesome week. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's draw Him near to us as we worship Him. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Father. What a great God you are. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, the God of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We bless your name. Covenant-keeping God, faithful God, God who caused things that be not as though they were, God of blessings, God of laughter, we bless your name. God of multiplication, the Almighty God of steady, progressive greatness. We worship you. God of grace, God of mercy, the unchangeable changer, changer of names, changer of destinies. We bless your name. Oh, we give you glory, we give you honor. Blessed be your name forever, O Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Now lift your voice to Him and say, Spirit of the living God, breathe on me afresh tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Spirit of the living God, breathe afresh on me tonight. Oh, Spirit of the living God, breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me afresh tonight. Spirit of the living God, breathe afresh on me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. Redeemer, Healer, Provider, Deliverer, Supporter, Promoter, Comforter, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Lord strong and mighty, Lord mighty in battle, Lord of Hosts, Ancient of Days, Rock of Ages, the unchangeable Lord, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, the Almighty. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Thank you for what you did on Monday. Thank you for what you did on Tuesday. Thank you for what you did on Wednesday. Thank you for what you did on Thursday. And Father, thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you in advance for what you will do today. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Spirit of the living God, breathe on us today. Amen. Revive us afresh. Amen. Give us yet another touch. Amen. And usually you reserve the best in the last. Tonight, give us the best. Amen. And let your name forever be glorified. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. I'll shake hands with three or four people, prophesy to them, and say, you will get the best tonight. And then put those hands together for the Almighty God as you take your seats. Glory be to God. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. Acts, chapter 10, verse 38. Acts 10, verse 38. Tonight, we want to speak on the wonders of the anointing. Acts 10, 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is going to anoint somebody tonight, and you will leave here beginning to do signs and wonders. The wonders of anointing is because of its source. Anointing flows from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, as many of us know, is symbolically represented by many things: fire, water, wind, oil, wine, and so on and so forth. Of course, it's also symbolically represented by the dove. So when anointing begins to manifest, it can take any of the forms of the symbolic representations of the Holy Spirit, because anointing flows from the Holy Spirit. I'm talking of holy anointing, because there is unholy anointing. When you get angry, you suddenly discover that you are stronger than when you are not angry, because a certain anointing begins to flow. You know that kind of anointing. So when we are talking about the holy anointing comes from the Holy Spirit, and it can manifest itself like fire, consuming fire, yokes destroying fire. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, Isaiah 10, 27, he said, the anointing shall be destroyed, the yokes shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Anointing can destroy yokes because it can manifest as fire. And we see an example in Judges chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. Judges 15, verses 14 and 15. When they brought Samson bound to the Philistines, as the Philistines began to rejoice, the Holy Spirit came on him mightily. And the Bible says the ropes binding him were consumed as if by fire. Anointing can come as fire. Which is why I am sure that tonight, by the time we finish this anointing service, if there's any yokes left in your life, they will already be consumed. Now, anointing can also manifest like water. And we all know that the principal thing that water does is to satisfy thirst. In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, John 7, verse 37 to 39, Jesus Christ said, all who are thirsty, they should come to him and drink. And he said, when they drink from him, out of their bellies will begin to flow rivers of living water. And the Bible tells us that what he was talking about is, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can come as water to satisfy thirst. And I'm praying that whatever thirst may still remain in your life, God will satisfy tonight in Jesus' name. Anointing can manifest itself like the wind. And it can come as a mighty rushing wind, like we find in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Acts 2, verse 1 to 4. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, first there was the sound of a rushing, mighty wind. Now, when anointing manifests itself as a mighty rushing wind, it is to open new doors, to make a way where there had been no way before. Like in Exodus 14, verse 21 to 28, Exodus 14, 21 to 28, when Moses lifted his rod against the Red Sea, the Bible said, an east wind came and blew away in the Red Sea. That east wind is the Holy Spirit. When the anointing manifests itself as a mighty wind, it is to open a way where there had been no way before. And I'm believing God for everyone who came to this Congress. Even before you get home, you will discover that where there was no way before, now there is a way. But it can also manifest itself as a gentle breeze. You know, the wind can come mightily rushing, and it can come just as a cool, refreshing breeze, bringing life with it. That's what happened in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Genesis 2, verse 7. After God molded man from the dust of the earth, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And that breath of life turned man to a living soul, because he created in him what is called the spirit of man. That's why the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, it says, at death, when dust returns to dust, the spirit goes to God who gave it. Gentle breeze, bringing life, turning that which was dead back to life again, turning ordinary mud to a living soul. And I'm praying that all your businesses, all your projects that are already dying, tonight the Holy Spirit will come as a gentle breeze and bring it back to life in Jesus' name. And then the anointing can manifest as oil. And when it manifests as oil, it is to lubricate the wheel of progress. When anointing wants to take you to a higher level, it manifests as oil. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, 1 Samuel 16, verse 11 to 13, David, who was a shepherd boy, was translated from being a shepherd boy to being a king in a single day because he was anointed with oil. I'm praying for someone here today that your progress will become rapid from now on in Jesus' name. And then it can manifest as wine. Anointing can manifest as wine. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, Ephesians 5, verse 18, the Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is the heavenly wine. As a matter of fact, in Acts chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, Acts 2, verse 12 to 13, the Bible tells us that on the day of Pentecost, when people saw the excitement, the joy of those who have just been baptized in the Holy Spirit, they said they were drunk. And Peter had to explain to them, well, they are drunk, but not as you supposed. Their drunkenness is not of the earthly wine, but of the divine wine. You see, because one of the things that anointing does is that it gives joy. It gives excitement. It gives you everything that other people will want to get from wine. You know, one of the names for strong alcohol is spirits. So many people go to bars. They go to clubhouses, particularly when they are low, to go and drink spirits. That's the demonic name for alcohol. Because they know when they take it in, suddenly, at least they will forget their sorrow for a while. Even though after the thing wears off, the sorrow will become multiplied. But the wine of God gives joy. The Holy Spirit is also referred to as the oil of joy. And I'm praying that in the name that's above every other name, after this Congress, constantly, your joy will overflow in Jesus' name. Now, one of the wonders of anointing is that it can cause a man to do supernatural things. Things that are humanly impossible can be done when you are under the anointing. For example, in 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 to 37, 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 37, David said that a lion attacked him. A lion came, took one of his flock, he took the flock from the lion, and the lion said, "All right, if you don't allow me to take the sheep, then I take you instead." And he said, "I grabbed it by the beard, I smote it, and I killed it." Now, for a young man, and David at that time was less than 20 years old, to kill a lion, definitely that would be a miracle on itself. But then to say, "I punch a lion to death," you know that must be a wonder. I think I've shared with you several years ago, when I went to Kano to see one of my friends, and I think they have a zoo there. I don't know if it is still there. And in the zoo, there was this lion in very strong iron cage. Very, very strong iron cage. And so we all go to watch. Anytime it's moving away from where we were, we move close to the cage. When it gets to the other end and it turns, instinctively, every one of us move back. Even though we know that he can't come out of the cage, but pastors and general overseers inclusive, when we see the lion coming, we move. But in the case of David, he didn't move He attacked the lion and punched it to death. That is nothing short of a wonder. And in the name that is above every other name, from now on, any lion that attacks you will be punched to death in Jesus' name. For David to kill Goliath, if they had been fighting using bows and arrows and spears, that would still have been a miracle. Because from the testimony of King Saul, he said, Goliath had been a warrior from his youth. David, you are just a little boy. You can't go and fight him. So if David has fought with the armors of Saul and had won, that would have been a miracle. But to kill that man with just a little pebble of stone is a wonder on his own. And in the name that's above every other name, every Goliath also that may want to stand between you and your goal after this Congress, they shall fall. Anointing enables you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. In John 15 verse 16, Jesus Christ said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you, that you may go and bear fruit, and that your fruit will remain. He's telling us, every Christian, one common purpose of God for our lives is to be soul winners. You may not know any other one. At least one is clear. He said, I chose you to win souls and make sure that the souls will abide. But it tells us in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Then you'll be witnesses unto me. Do you know there are some people who are listening to me now who don't even know what the future holds? And yet in the plan of the Almighty God, you are to take this church to the foreign land. And as the anointing comes upon you today, not only will God reveal his purpose to you, he will give you the power to achieve it in Jesus' name. Now, one thing about anointing, which is one of the wonders, is that anointing does not discriminate. It doesn't discriminate sex-wise. Doesn't care whether you are male or female. It can come upon you. Joel chapter 2 verse 28 tells us, God said in the last day, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Human beings may have their rules and say only boys can do this, only girls can do this. But the Holy Spirit doesn't do that. I know many churches up to today, they don't believe that women should be allowed to preach. They don't believe that women should be in the ministry. But he says, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. If the owner of the church says sons and daughters it shall be. So both male and female, tonight, the Spirit of God will breathe afresh upon you. Another wonder of the anointing is that it does not discriminate according to age. It can use the old and it can use the young. It doesn't care how young you are. His power can come upon you. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can still be used of God. I mean, in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 8, the Almighty God decided to use some young men, Stephen, Philip, etc., and he just anointed them heavily. And we discover that this same God can anoint the old and anoint the young. So I believe that tonight, None of us will go away empty-handed in Jesus' name. Now, how do we get the overflow of the anointing? How come that tonight we say, first, we're going to have the Holy Communion service, followed again by anointing service? Well, I've told you that anointing can manifest as wine. We get that one through the Holy Communion. Then it can manifest as fire or as oil. And we get that one through the anointing with oil, which we're going to do again tonight. And suddenly you see the meaning of Psalm 23, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5 says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Thou preparest a table. Do you know that Holy Communion is called the Lord's table? The table that the Lord himself has prepared. And he prepared it in a very special way, giving us his body as well as his blood. The body came in the form of bread. The blood comes in form of the wine. So when you are drinking the wine, symbolically, you are drinking anointing. Anointing comes in as you drink the wine. But then, when the anointing with oil comes, that oil can transform to fire. So you have anointing within, and you have fire coming from without. What is the result? He said, "My cup runneth over." Several years ago, God gave me this illustration, and I'm sure I shared it with the older ones who are here. A kettle of water containing cold water can be very useful. We can use the water in there to quench our thirst, which is one of the functions of the anointing. Of course, we can use it to wash hands and other things. But when you put that kettle of water on fire, when fire comes from without to influence the water that is within, when that water begins to boil, when it has reached a certain stage, what begins to happen? The kettle begins to whistle. You begin to hear a sound. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and then the baptism in the Holy Spirit comes in the form of fire, suddenly you can't keep your mouth shut. Suddenly you discover you begin to speak in tongues. Like the kettle that is whistling, something will begin to come out of you to tell everybody something special had happened to this man. When you have joy within, combined with anointing from without, surely your cup will begin to run over. On the day of Pentecost, that's exactly what happened. When the place was filled with that rushing mighty wind, every one of them was filled with the Holy Spirit. But it didn't stop there. He said, "Cloven tongues as of fire sat upon each of them." And when that which is without combined with that which is within, suddenly they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I am believing God for someone here today that after tonight's anointing service, your joy will be so great it will be difficult to control. I wish we have the time and I could have called forward one of my sons here to describe to you what happened the day he got the baptism in the Holy Spirit. For 3 days, nonstop, he was just praying in tongues. He couldn't speak in English. Anytime he opened his mouth, tongues began to come. He had to pray to the Almighty God, "What am I going to do now?" Because he happened to be a lecturer. If I get to the class and I say, Huraka Maka Shakara Makatanda, the people will wonder what exactly is happening. And so God had to intervene after 3 days. There is a joy that cannot be controlled. Joy unspeakable. Joy full of glory. And somebody will qualify for that tonight in Jesus' name. And then, we now come to one crucial point. I've seen people who have been praying for a long time, God, please anoint me. I want to be heavily anointed. And at times they've come to me and they say, please pray for us. We want the kind of anointing that you have got. And I've told them, if you qualify for anointing, you don't even have to pray for it. It will come on its own. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Hebrews 1 verse 9 says, because you love righteousness and you hate iniquity, therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You want overflowing anointing, all you need to do is, number one, hate sin and love holiness. Combine that two, anointing will overflow in your life. Which is why, one more time, I'm pleading with everyone here tonight. If you have not made up your mind to live this life of holiness, even if it's only for anointing's sake, make up your mind. Because as long as you love holiness and you hate sin, everywhere you go, anointing will overflow. I am believing God that even by January, we'll be hearing testimonies concerning you, that anyone you touch, they receive a miracle. That the barren sat on the chair you vacated, and the barren becomes fruitful. That you shake hands with those who have been sick for a long time, and they get immediate healing. I thought your amen would be loud on that one. That is not reserved for the general overseer alone. You can have it too. As a matter of fact, I'm believing God for you that very soon, when you wave your hand, miracles will begin to happen. But the condition is, you must love holiness and you must hate sin. Which is why if there's anyone here tonight, I will be surprised to see any, but if there's anyone here tonight who up till now has not surrendered his or her life to Jesus, come and do so now. Let the blood wash away your sins and then you qualify for anointing. So I'm going to count from 1 to 10 and I'm going to count fast. So if you are far away, you better begin to come now. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, begin to run forward now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The hands that clap for Jesus never wither. That one is for sure. 6, 7, 8. Did I say 8? All right, 8, 9. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now those of you who are in front, begin to talk to Jesus. And those of you who are on the way, keep coming, keep coming. Don't stop, just keep coming. Talk to Jesus, ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him to cleanse you in his blood. Promise him that from now on, you will serve him. And the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and begin to pray for them, that the Almighty God, the Savior, will save their souls again. That today, he will wipe away all their sins in his precious blood. Let's pray for them, brethren. Let's intercede for 1 minute. And those of you on the way, just keep coming. Make sure you get there before I finish praying. This is your day. This is your day of salvation. Come. The Lord is waiting for you. This is your own day of joy. It's your day of new beginning. Talk to the Lord and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. I will serve you. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wipe away all my sins with your precious blood. Keep coming. I can see you. I will wait 10 seconds more. Keep coming. Thank you, Jesus. Ask him to please be your Savior, be your Lord. Tell him you will serve him from now on. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we want to thank you once again for your word. And want to thank you for these, your children, who have responded to that word. Please remember your promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, we are praying tonight that even as they have come to you, your blood that cleanses from all sins will wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. Please save their souls tonight and write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And Lord God Almighty, every blessing that you have reserved for those who are your children, release to them also in Jesus' name. When it is time for anointing, my Father and my God, please anoint them also in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If anyone is still coming, just keep coming. Don't wait. Keep coming. It's not too late. Now, those of you who have come forward, I want to rejoice with you tonight. And I want to promise you that from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you will turn to your left, you'll see a man there waving a piece of wood. Please follow him. He will take you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I need, and then they bring you back very quickly. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause as they go.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.